Hello everyone, thank you so much for listening to our 7th episode of HypnoTalks. And today we'll be talking to Lara McIntyre. She is a hypnotherapist from Ladner. She also is a life coach and a teacher and a counselor. Lara is someone whose passion is to help others improve their number one most important relationship, the one they have with themselves. She works with the physical, cognitive, and spiritual realm to help others achieve that happy now experience using hypnosis, intuition coaching, and her counseling skills. Let's welcome Lara McIntyre. Hi, Lara. Thank you so much for taking your time to talk to us today. I'm so excited to hear about your practice.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tatiana. I really appreciate being included in such an interesting project.
Thank you. So you are a counselor, you are a life coach, and at the same time, you decided that it wasn't enough, so you wanted to go into hypnotherapy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I found that counseling and life coaching is very cognitive, and I wanted to have a little bit more spiritual-based interaction to offer my clients as well.
Mm-hmm. So your specialty in hypnosis is spiritual hypnosis, and you mentioned that you do a lot of past life regressions, right?
Yes. It's so interesting to see the places people get to go. It's very, very fulfilling.
I think it's very intriguing for people to know about what a past life regression basically is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I think it's different for many people. For some people, it's like they're like a memory. Mm-hmm. And for others, it's like watching a movie. For other people, it's like living out a dream or being in the movie kind of thing. So mm-hmm. it really depends on how people receive information, whether it's through, you know, listening or visually. I like it because the client is experiencing it themselves. So it's not me telling mm-hmm. them what I'm understanding has happened to them.
So right. Very client-centered.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that they can get the information themselves.
Mm-hmm. I remember I was very skeptic of past lives before I went to the Coastal Academy. Mm-hmm. And then I got to experience something that was similar to a past life regression, or maybe it was a past life regression.
Yeah.
And then I started to make a research about what it is and how it works. And I think it's Roy Hunter who said that there are different explanations for this phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's a real memory which is stored somewhere in the on a cellular level. Ooh. Or he said probably if you don't really believe in this theory, then it's more of a metaphorical landscape imagination that our mind creates to work through a certain issue or to resolve something. What do you
Absolutely.
Think?
Yeah, because the subconscious mind works with creativity, imagination, and emotion, right? So mm-hmm. I can see it going both ways, Tatiana. Having experienced it a lot myself in hypnosis, I can see it being a mind metaphor or a past life. So mm-hmm. I think it can be viewed either way to the client's comfort level for sure.
Yeah, probably the most important is what the client believes.
Absolutely.
Right? So we go with this.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And tell me a little bit about your business.
Yes. Well, right now, mostly I'm an instructor. About 90% of my work is instructing. So mm-hmm. I work for Rhodes Wellness College, teaching people how to become life coaches. So again, very cognitive.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to try to find that balance. But my clients right now are all hypnotherapy clients, but I also can tap into that counseling or the coaching as well. So yeah.
It's a valuable set of skills that you have, counseling and coaching,
They work
mixed with,
well
yeah, with
together.
mix hypnotherapy, gets like creates a certain depth to this work,
Yeah, it's
does
kind of
it?
nice to have many tools in the toolbox, therapy toolbox, right? So.
I'd like to learn about a little bit more about the story that you mentioned about that person who went all the way back to
Oh.
the primitive ooze. How
Yeah.
did you call it?
So yeah, primordial ooze is what they described it as. So that client was just coming for just for fun to see what happened and kept regressing life after life after life. I couldn't keep up. It was so quick. It was like 10 minutes, and they just kept tripping backwards to the place of what they described it as pure instinct. So, and at some sort of creature crawling around in the mud
Wow.
is what they described it as. So,
Sure sounds like a trip
yes,
of a lifetime.
fascinating. I don't think that skipping through lifetimes that quickly is very common, but this person has done a lot of meditation and a lot of introspective work and has been hypnotized before too. So.
Yeah, it's very interesting what you mentioned. I had a little bit of a trouble with some people to facilitate the past life regression, and I wonder whether there is a certain work, preliminary work that can be done to make this process easier for people.
I don't think people need to have been hypnotized before in order to be hypnotized. Just having an open mind. As you know, we put ourselves into hypnosis quite easily throughout the day. I don't think that a person has to have experienced this before and able to experience it now. An open mind is definitely one of the most important prerequisites. But what I have found is as a person experiences hypnosis more regularly, events happen more quickly, and access to that past life or life between lives can happen much more quickly.
Some people use this, well, I'm sure you use past life regression as a therapeutic tool as well.
Yes.
I wonder what sort of issues can be resolved. I think it's all individual, but at the same time, maybe something comes to your mind when you think about the practical application of a past life regression.
Oh, yes, absolutely. If there's therapy being done, often the past life regression will happen without me asking for it, right? So a person will slip into a past life and then we'll do the work there. If we're doing a past life regression for just for the fun of experiencing it, I often suggest somebody to ask for a past life from their subconscious mind that's reflecting what's going on in the life that they're experiencing right now. I tell you, not to want to talk about myself so much, but I have been to this one past life 4 times and it was very painful life. And it was really, really linked to this lifetime around self-worth and being good enough and being overly responsible. And I have found so much relief in so many aspects of my life that every time I go back to that lifetime, I clean something else up. I really don't want to go back to it
It just happens.
again. Well, yes, it's where the work needs to be done. And I've asked in hypnosis, do I have to go back? And I've been told by my higher self or higher soul or whatever people would like, language they'd like to use, that if there's more work to be done, yes, we'll go back there. Very gently, but
Okay. No, it's totally appropriate. Your personal experience is so interesting, and thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Please.
What would you like to mention, maybe a piece of wisdom or your favorite quote for people who are listening?
Absolutely. I have that written down somewhere here. Well,
should we edit that out or leave it?
Yes. My hope is to help people connect to a better and happier relationship with themselves. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe that that spiritual connection can help that relationship with myself grow. I want to impart to people that anyone can get to a place of strong connection with, whether it's their higher self or their soul or God, whatever they like to call it, to a point of receiving valuable information. If myself, who used to be super cognitive, can do it, then I think anybody can. It just takes some work and dedication to mm-hmm. press that inner voice.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I also have a question. There are many audios on YouTube. If you search for past life regression, I think you will find a whole bunch of different audios. What do you think of those? If a person chooses to listen to these and not interact with the facilitator, but rather just listen to the audio, is it appropriate to do so?
Well, I mean, I think anybody, there's free choice in everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
My concern is if somebody ends up experiencing something either traumatic or scary, you know, it doesn't always happen, or something they don't understand, it's kind of nice to have that person there to connect with afterwards and mm-hmm. make sure that the rest of the day is going to go smoothly. Although I do self-hypnotize myself, too, but I've had quite a bit of experience with hypnotists or hypnotherapists mm-hmm. who will help me through what's on the other side of it too. So I don't know what to say about that one. Mm-hmm. I guess there's always that that fear that something might be embedded in the audio too. You know, I don't know how that's done, but I know that my clinical hypnotherapist instructor warned our class of not using music that's taken just off YouTube to make sure it's a reliable source.
Mm-hmm. Well. Yeah, and the whole concept of rapport is missing in this interaction. It's a one-side interaction, and you don't really know who that person. Maybe it's a wonderful person and talented and created a great audio. At the same time, it's not clear.
Yeah,
from the start,
that before and after conversation isn't present, right? That interaction, mm-hmm. plus also the actual interaction in hypnosis, there's a lot of talking going on by the client to the hypnotherapist.
Yeah, it's a very interactive process.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a hypnotherapist, but I personally think, especially for the first few times, to have a guide through the experience it's connecting and it's helpful.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about group past life regressions when it happens like in a group of a few people?
Yeah, I shy away from that because I want to make sure that the person who's going into hypnosis the space is being held appropriately for them.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the experience for each person is so individual. I'm sure it can be done. It's not something that I'm willing to try. I mean, I've done group meditation, a group hypnotic meditation, but not group past life regression.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done community discussion on subconscious and hypnosis and got a bunch of people to stand up and try to get their hands to not move.
No, yeah.
that was fun. They all enjoyed that. But you know, they're very conscious too, right? Just in a mild hypnotic state then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure it can be done, but it's not something that I'm prepared to try yet.
And it's not as deep for sure, because in the such setting, I suppose you need to frame it differently so that people don't go into extreme situations
Exactly.
and rather maybe just have a glimpse of this.
Yeah, I think ethically it's kind of messy ethically, because I want to make sure that I'm holding that space ethically too. Yeah,
it's a lot of work and it's unclear how to proceed.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Would you like to add anything else? Maybe about your projects you're passionate about, or about your practice, something that you'd like to mention?
Right now, my pet theory, pet teaching moment is around self-responsibility. And I'm extending that into the self-responsible spirituality. So owning my spiritual experience, that I believe every person is divine and has the connection, that there doesn't have to be a belief outside of myself in order to connect spiritually with my advisors or my higher self. So so working on a program for that, or a book, see how it unfolds, but it might be an 8-week program or something like that. I really love instructing in the group process. I really enjoy that. So so how to do that hypnotherapy through that might be an interesting conundrum. Maybe having some assistance in the classroom.
And do you have a name for this project?
Yeah. I don't know if I've spoken this out loud yet. It's called the Semi Woo Woo Guide to Life.
Wow, that's truly intriguing, interesting sounding.
Yeah,
amazing. I'm looking forward to know more about the project when it develops.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm reclaiming the word woo woo. It's not used as a derogatory. I am a woo woo chick and I love it.
I love this approach here. Thank you so much. So the people will be able to find your contact information underneath this audio. Your website address, and maybe also your Facebook page address.
Thank you so much, Tatiana, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
This audio is brought to you by easyhypnosis.ca.